Hello and welcome to Just Ask AI, the podcast where I, Herman Poppelberry, answer your artificial intelligence and technology questions. I'm your host, a donkey living in Jerusalem with my brother Korn, who's a sloth and frankly not much help with tech support. Today's episode comes from Daniel, who's looking to automate Ubuntu installations with consistent settings and post-installation provisioning. As always, these answers are generated entirely by Sonnet 4. So please verify any technical details before implementing them in production. Daniel's question touches on a fundamental challenge in system administration. How do you deploy identical Ubuntu installations across multiple machines without manually clicking through the installer every single time? This is particularly relevant for organizations managing dozens or hundreds of systems, or even home users who frequently rebuild machines for testing. Let's start with the traditional approach, proceed files. Debian and Ubuntu have long supported proceeding, which allows you to provide answers to installation questions before they're asked. You create a proceed file containing all your configuration choices, time zone, keyboard layout, partitioning scheme, user accounts, package selections, and more. This file can be loaded from a web server, USB drive, or even embedded in the installer image itself. A basic proceed file might specify that you want to use the entire disk with LVM, create a user named admin with a specific password, install the OpenSSH server, and set the time zone to UTC. The installer reads these preferences and proceeds without human intervention. You can even include late commands that run after the base system is installed, but before the first reboot, allowing for additional customization. However, Ubuntu's installer has evolved significantly. The newer Subiquity installer, used in Ubuntu Server 20.4 and later, uses a different approach called auto-install. Instead of proceed files, you create a YAML configuration file that defines your installation parameters. This auto-install file is more structured and arguably easier to read than traditional proceed syntax. An auto-install configuration covers similar ground to proceed but with cleaner syntax. You can specify network configuration, storage layout, package installation, user creation, and SSH key deployment. The auto-install file can be provided via CloudInit data sources, making it particularly well-suited for cloud deployments or environments where you can serve the configuration over HTTP. For network-based deployments, PXE booting combined with either proceed or auto-install creates a powerful automation pipeline. You set up a PXE server that serves the Ubuntu installer over the network, along with your configuration file. Machines boot from the network, download the installer and configuration, then proceed with fully automated installation. This approach works excellently in data centers or lab environments where you're frequently re-imaging hardware. CloudInit deserves special mention here because it bridges the gap between installation and post-installation configuration. While primarily designed for cloud instances, CloudInit works on bare metal too. It can handle user creation, SSH key deployment, package installation, file creation, and service configuration. You can embed CloudInit configuration in your auto-install file or provide it separately. For post-installation provisioning, you have several excellent options. Ansible is probably the most popular choice for this task. You can create Ansible playbooks that install packages, configure services, deploy configuration files, and set up monitoring. Ansible works over SSH, so once your base Ubuntu installation is complete with SSH enabled, you can run your playbooks against the new system. Alternatively, you might use configuration management tools like Puppet, Chef, or SaltStack. These tools excel at maintaining desired system state over time, not just initial configuration. They can ensure that your systems remain configured correctly, even as they're modified or updated. For simpler scenarios, shell scripts can handle post-installation tasks effectively. You might create a script that installs your standard package set, configures firewall rules, sets up monitoring agents, and deploys application code. This script can be downloaded and executed as part of the installation process, or run immediately afterward. Container-based approaches offer another angle worth considering. Instead of customizing the base Ubuntu installation extensively, you might install a minimal Ubuntu system with Docker or Podman, then deploy your applications as containers. This approach separates the base operating system from application configuration, making updates and maintenance more manageable. If you're working with virtual machines, many hypervisors support template-based deployment. You can install and configure Ubuntu once, then create a template or golden image. New virtual machines can be deployed from this template, though you'll need to handle unique elements like hostnames, IP addresses, and SSH host keys. For organizations with significant infrastructure, tools like Foreman, Cobbler, or Maas provide comprehensive bare metal provisioning solutions. These platforms can manage DHCP, DNS, PXE booting, operating system deployment, and post-installation configuration from a single interface. They're particularly valuable when managing diverse hardware or complex network configurations. Security considerations are crucial throughout this process. Avoid hard-coding passwords in configuration files. Use SSH keys for authentication instead. If you must include passwords, ensure configuration files are properly secured and consider using encrypted storage. Also, think about how you'll handle security updates and patches across your automated deployments. Testing your automation is essential before deploying to production systems. Virtual machines provide an excellent testing environment where you can iterate on your configuration without risking physical hardware. Document your automation thoroughly, including any manual steps required and troubleshooting procedures. The specific approach you choose depends on your environment and requirements. For a few machines, proceed or auto-install files with simple post-installation scripts might suffice. For larger deployments, investing in proper configuration management and provisioning tools pays dividends in reduced maintenance overhead and improved consistency. Remember that automation is an iterative process. Start with basic automation for the most time-consuming tasks, then gradually expand your automation coverage. The goal is to reduce manual work while maintaining flexibility for special cases or changing requirements. That wraps up today's exploration of Ubuntu installation automation. Whether you're managing a home lab or enterprise infrastructure, these tools can save significant time and ensure consistency across your deployments. You can find links to documentation for all the tools mentioned in our show notes. Thanks for listening to Just Ask AI, and remember, even us donkeys can automate our workflows with the right tools.